Hi, I'm Carmen Leif Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I attended the Stroke Society Australasia Smart Strokes Conference this year, 2018, and I've developed a collection of podcasts for your listening pleasure. In this podcast, you'll be privy to this very important interview with Professor Janice Eng from the GF Strong Rehab Centre and University of British Columbia, Canada, and Carmen Leif Jenkins.
Hi, I'm Janice Eng. I'm a professor at the University of British Columbia and a Canada Research Chair in Neurological Rehabilitation. And I'm located at the GF Strong Rehab Center, which is the largest rehab center in our province. The other day, I was kindly invited to give a plenary at the conference on some of our research activities on secondary prevention. And the activities I was talking about is really the need to increase secondary prevention activities in the rehabilitation domain. So one of our problems right now is we treat our patients, we get them going in terms of motor ability and walking and using their arm, improving their speech, addressing important things like depression and psychology, and then we let them go. And then they go home and find that it's tough. And one of the other big pieces of information that we know is that one in three of these individuals will go on to have another stroke, what we call recurrent stroke. And especially those rates are really high in the first year following a stroke. So I think we can do better than that. It's look to the right and look to the left, and one of you are going to have another stroke. So what is the point of all this rehabilitation efforts, which cost a lot of money, if we don't see it through to prevent these individuals from having another stroke? So that's where our Stroke Coach program comes into play. It was led by my postdoc, Dr. Brody Sakakibara in Vancouver, although we ran it over four different sites, including some rural sites in our province. And that's really important. As we know, there is some inequities, I'm sure not just in our province, where people in rural sites don't get the same services. So in this program, people got coaching from a stroke coach once they were discharged from the hospital and they went returned home, seven sessions once per month. The sessions were originally about 1 hour, and I would say the majority of sessions were about 30 minutes. So cost-effective-wise, it probably was about 4 hours of cost of a stroke coach. And we used university-trained individuals who were provided with about 6 hours of training on how to do motivational interviewing and coach patients and their caregivers, which was really important. Our coaches all were able to phone from Vancouver because this is, you know, phone service is great these days in terms of long distance calls, and it's cheap. And our participants were all within the first year of stroke, and we tried to have their caregiver or family support on the phone call, and we counseled them. We really focused on what we call secondary prevention. So that is improving their adherence to medication, improving physical activity or exercise, looking at their diet, aspects about obesity and how they might reduce their weight if they were overweight or obese, stress management. So these are all tenets of improving health behavior. And really it's about the accountability, so setting goals and targets with the participants and then following up with them on a monthly basis. So we're almost finished. We have about 110 out of 125 of our participants recruited and collected. We should finish this fall. We have looked particularly at the program in terms of how it was delivered, and we found out that talking to participants that they really enjoyed the program. They found that it was very helpful in having this accountability. People said it reduced their stress because they were able to address stress management activities. Some of them addressed issues with diet and found they were able to lose weight, and particularly to control their blood pressure, which we know is the number one cause of stroke. So we have looked at the data for adverse events because we had to report that to our Data Safety Monitoring Board. We basically have had no adverse events in our stroke coach group, and in our control group, which is a memory counseling group, we've actually had two people who've had another stroke, two people who have passed away from other causes, and two that have had other events, that one including a hip fracture, that made them drop out of the study. So far, the stroke coach is certainly doing better in terms of adverse events. And hopefully, after it wraps up, we will have some more definitive results for you.
And in terms of, I mean, we normally think of secondary prevention as stopping someone having their second stroke. And that's normally in a clinical setting that's with neurologists. It's not normally thought about in a rehabilitation space. What's the feedback been like about this trial?
So the feedback from the team, and we have a multidisciplinary advisory team, is that this needs to be done. We really have a gap in services of discharge from rehabilitation, and there has been some efforts in terms of reintegration to the home and adjustment to the home, and that's really important as well. But there has been less emphasis about secondary prevention activities and preventing another stroke. The patients loved it. Some of them said that we've done a qualitative study of the patients, and some of them said, I got more information from this protocol than I got from the whole healthcare system. And it may have been that they got information from the healthcare system, but they were in that acute rehab phase where there was so much going on that they may have not taken it in. And now they're at the point where they're at home and making readjustments, and they're actually ready to accept and try to channel this information to better. I think the other interesting point that we're seeing in the data is that we do 6 months of coaching, and it does look like we're having positive effects, but it's actually in the next 6 months that we're even seeing better effects. So that's the whole concept of self-management, is that you learn the skills, and it takes a while, so you might not see immediate effects, but over time, they with accountability, they then apply those skills, because it does take some time to learn and figure out how to apply them. So that's really positive, that we're actually going to see better effects longer term than shorter term.
You've been listening to an interview with Janice Eng and Carmen Leif Jenkins from the Stroke Society Australasia Smart Stroke Conference 2018. This is one part of a series of podcasts from that event. Please take a look at our podcast site for more. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please do consider becoming a member. You can find links to membership and the text of this podcast or at www.world-stroke.com.